This is Chapters and Words, a teen's view of books today. I'm Ryan Van Buskirk from Miramichi Valley High School, and the book I am featuring is Slaughterhouse-5 by Kurt Vonnegut. Slaughterhouse-5 is an anti-war sci-fi book that's almost psychedelic in presentation, centering on Billy Pilgrim, a survivor of the Dresden bombings of World War II, who believes he has become unstuck in time. Billy's time traveling takes him from his life as an eye doctor to a zoo on the fictional planet of Tralfamador, but the story anchors around his miserable time as a soldier in Dresden that left him traumatized. Vonnegut often makes me feel sad for his characters, but they never feel truly bleak. The Tralfamadorian saying of "so it goes" and the bird calls "poot to eat" in Slaughterhouse-5 are like a comment on the absurd violence and destructiveness of people, but at the same time softening the blow with his warm style of writing. That, to me, is what makes Vonnegut a great writer. He overcomes horrific subject matter with good humor and serves more as a friendly guide than an objective narrator. In conclusion, Slaughterhouse-5 is an incredible book that grabs you and teaches you. A book that touches on free will and human nature, I'd recommend it to any literate person. The book again is Slaughterhouse-5 by Kurt Vonnegut. This is Ryan Van Buskirk from MVHS for Chapters and Words.